The CEO of Boeing is back on Capitol Hill today for another grilling from lawmakers about those two fatal crashes of the company's 737 MAX airplane. Dennis Muilenburg testified yesterday before the Senate Commerce Committee. In his opening statement, he addressed the victims' families, many of whom were in attendance, saying he thinks about them and their loved ones every day.
I know that probably doesn't offer much comfort and healing at this point, but I want you to know that we carry those memories with us every day. And every day, that drives us to improve the safety of our airplanes and our industry.
Well, he was right on one point, and that is that it didn't offer much comfort. The hearing took place on the anniversary of the first crash, Lion Air Flight 610, which plunged into the Java Sea minutes after takeoff, killing all 189 people aboard. Less than 5 months later, Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 crashed en route from Addis Ababa to Nairobi, killing 157 people. And what was underscored in the hearing, again, is that Boeing had information that the plane was flawed. Let's bring in Here and Now Transportation Analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, did we learn anything new in those hearings about how those planes were flawed?
Not really. Boeing has changed the things it said publicly in nuanced ways since the early days. Early on, they tried to place more blame on the pilots. Now they've accepted more public responsibility for this. But in terms of what went wrong and what brought down the planes, no new key information during the hearings.
Well, we did hear again about that instant message from 2016, an exchange between two pilots that describes egregious errors in the onboard flight control system known as MCAS that was discovered during the simulator test of the MAX airplane. It was discovered that the pilot could not override the system, which would point the nose down. Here's Senator Richard Blumenthal, the Democrat of Connecticut.
Those pilots never had a chance. These loved ones never had a chance. They were in flying coffins as a result of Boeing deciding that it was going to conceal MCAS from the pilots.
And as we have reported on, you know, Boeing did not brief pilots early on possible problems with the MCAS, despite obviously pilots who were testing it and simulators knowing about that in 2016. Did they offer any other reasoning for that?
The idea with MCAS, Robin, was that this was supposed to make the MAX fly just like the old plane. So that was the whole thought process here, that, you know, once they did work it out, that an airline pilot flying it shouldn't notice anything. So in Boeing's mind, apparently, you know, why complicate things? We now know that very clearly there were key differences with these aircraft and the fact that pilots didn't know of the existence of MCAS in the case of the Lion Air crash, and then that they couldn't overcome it in the case of the Ethiopian crash was very much a big factor in both of those crashes.
Boeing is facing dozens of lawsuits over these crashes, including from victims' families. They fired the head of the unit that makes the 737 MAX. Is it thought anyone else will be held accountable?
Yeah, that was Kevin McAllister, the head of Boeing's commercial aircraft division. Boeing, you know, basically two sides to Boeing, the military side and commercial aircraft. And that is by far the most Boeing has done so far in terms of accountability. For the longest time, really, nobody had been held accountable. Certainly shouldn't be any surprise to see more of that going forward as more information emerges.
Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.